Voters attending the fall town meeting in Uxbridge tomorrow will be asked whether they want to remove a cap on the number of cannabis businesses allowed. The Cannabis Control Commission has already granted 5 licenses in the central Massachusetts town of about 14,000 people. 4 other Uxbridge businesses have applications in the queue waiting for the commission to act, and the town has heard from even more businesses who want to set up shop. WBUR Steve Brown recently visited Uxbridge to see how it's shaping up to be one of the state's most cannabis-friendly towns.
So 21 plus to get it, need a valid ID.
Caroline Frankel shows off her tiny cannabis shop, which opened its doors to the public in March.
But yeah, you approach the counter. We have chalkboards that kind of list what our menu is for the day. Menus are continually changing on a day-to-day basis.
Her shop, Caroline's Cannabis, is tucked in the back of a metal building that houses a carpet store and hair salon out in front. A couple dozen customers wait outside on aluminum steps, as the small retail space can only handle 2 or 3 customers at a time. Frankel says business is going great.
So we are the first store, retail store in Uxbridge to open, and we're doing very well. We're seeing approximately like 500 customers a day, and all in a positive, I'm very excited about what's going on.
Frankel says Uxbridge wasn't her first choice. She wanted to set up shop closer to her home in Northbridge, but found Northbridge unreceptive to the business. Uxbridge, she says, is a different story.
There were a few small business owners here in Uxbridge who really campaigned for it and really put our best efforts in a positive spin on it. And I've been lucky. Uxbridge, you know, they wanted to at least entertain the dialogue when we started. And the more and more we got into it, they were really in support of what we were trying to do and in support of small business. And I think that's really what's going to set Uxbridge apart.
So does Uxbridge resident and cannabis entrepreneur Kim Gibson. She, along with her husband Fred and son Joe, are owners of Gibby's Garden, one of 4 cannabis micro-businesses licensed in the state. Their facility is located right behind Caroline's Cannabis in a nondescript industrial building. Kim Gibson says Gibby's Gardens was almost uprooted before it even began. She says that soon after cannabis was legalized in Massachusetts, the town contemplated a 1-year moratorium. Gibson says her husband was having none of it, and neither were a lot of Uxbridge residents.
Fred jumped out of his chair and went down there to protest, but we didn't really even need to because the townsmen people stood up one after another and said, look, new high school, new fire department, new sewer treatment plant. This is an opportunity for us to bring some of that revenue back. We're doing it. And the selectmen backed off and didn't put any moratorium on it.
If you look at a map of cannabis businesses in Massachusetts, you'll see a cluster of them located in Uxbridge. All are closed to Route 146, the highway that connects Worcester and Providence, the 2nd and 3rd largest cities in New England.
The town has taken the cannabis industry with open arms.
Stephen Mandilli was elected to the Uxbridge Board of Selectmen this past spring. While he didn't run on a cannabis platform, people in town knew the disabled Iraq War veteran as a cannabis patient and advocate. He's encouraging the emerging industry to make Uxbridge home.
We're looking for the right ushers of the product, of the plant, to be working with us. And we've really lucked out. We have the first woman-owned business here. We also have the first micro-business license here. So we are, you know, way out of the curve where you see these other communities where they're all worried about the bigger organizations, the big money that they're going after.
Interim town manager Pete Heckenbleichner says the town views the cannabis business as something of an economic savior.
That's really important in Uxbridge. We need the economic development. We used to have mills coming out our ears, and we don't have those, obviously, so something has to replace that.
Since the town opened its doors to the cannabis industry, other Uxbridge businesses appear to be prospering. Less than 2 miles down the road from Caroline's Cannabis, Seth Dudley works the grill in his hot dog trailer parked outside the local VFW. He says many of Caroline's customers are now his customers as well.
They're generally a very happy people. If you've ever waited in the line down there, it's like waiting for a ride at Disney World. They all can't wait to get back on the ride again. Sure. All happy people waiting in line.
Mm-hmm.
And I see nothing but an increase in traffic here in town.
Dudley says he hasn't seen a downside. Neither has Uxbridge resident Dave Kozak.
Oh, I have to say, much to the chagrin of one of my daughters, I'm
completely for it. I think it brings a not only a good medicinal purpose to it, but kind of takes it out of the back alley, so to speak, in my opinion. And it does add revenue to the town. So I don't see anything wrong with it. And from what I've seen, it looks like it's headed in the right direction.
That direction could very well include more cannabis businesses, as a town that at one time contemplated a one-year moratorium is set to completely remove the cap on marijuana enterprises. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.